Fairly often on Sunday mornings, I'm talking to Julie, going through the last minute things, especially of what we're going to talk about. And I'll say something like, you know, I'm not really sure. I think there's too much. And she always looks at me and pats me and goes, "You'll be okay after the music." Voila. Yeah. Thanks again so much. Thanks for being here. I was thinking about that yesterday. Just honor me and really each other with your presence. It's exciting. Catch you up a little bit, especially those who maybe aren't in the room who are involved with what's going on at Masara. Peter and I, he had a chance to get into more detail with me, and now I understand a few things. And I thought I would share them with you. When Gary and I were talking, this was a week or so ago, and what I sent to him was, I'd like to really know, you know, if the business plan that we worked up, if everything, you know, is it working? And he came back and reminded me, y'all remember KEBS, the Kenyan Bureau of Statistics.
Yes.
Okay. The Kenyan government is pretty corrupt. Okay. Y'all know that from the Directorate of Criminal Investigations. It still hasn't given Peter his money back in a year and a half. KEBS, although the paperwork was done just over a year ago completely, once the Ministry of Health certified the plant to operate, the water bottling plant to operate, KEBS is the government agency nationally that certifies that business so that that water, they have to buy a government stamp, that's how they pay the tax, put it on every bottle, and if you don't have that stamp on there, you can't sell them retail. So I've noticed there was a little hiccup occasionally when I would ask point-blank questions. And the bottom line is, KEBS still has not given them, even though it's been over a year since it was filed, the certification for so they can get the government stamps to be able to actually sell the Springs of Relief bottled water in a retail store. So that's why it, to use the expression, it's not quite up to full tilt yet. And that's why, because you got to be able to put those stamps on there. So all of the production that's going on, which is considerable, but the idea of being able to expand operations right now, all that's going on is out in kind of what we refer to as the bush, okay? That's what you call it. But also in the small communities, they have... their funerals last for like 2 weeks, right? They also have these huge homecoming family get-togethers. And you got funerals and weddings and the family stuff that goes on. And that's where the majority of the business, that and large things, like if you have a big church that's doing an event outside, all this kind of stuff, that's where all of the water is being sold presently because it can't be sold, quote, in a store yet. So that's why they haven't been moving into that area. And I thought I would share that with y'all. Once he got that across to me, most of the numbers that we used had to do with some wholesale but a lot of retail. And so pretty much everything they're doing is in between those. They're selling kind of bulk, but it's not full retail. It's not really wholesale either because it's for consumption, not resale.
Sure.
Got it? Okay. Thought I would catch you up with that. For the last several weeks, we've been talking pretty much about things in the unseen. The idea of the aletheia, the truth, the logos, aletheia, the truth of reality, that Jesus came to present evidence of truth. And we went through the talking plainly about the Father and these kinds of things. All of these are basically dealing with looking at things that are not seen, the unseen, right? How do you do that? How do you look at the unseen? Both right. Yes, absolutely. Obviously, quote, by faith. Scott also said by your mind. And I really believe that that's an area of faith as we grow up into him because of the way, maybe especially, I don't know, in the U.S. anyway, the way we've kind of treated the idea of faith, that we've somehow sort of left the mind out of it. And yet, that's how you see. Okay? You literally, remember going all the way back to that revelation from the third chapter of John where Jesus was talking to Nicodemus and said, he put it in the form of a question, you know, how do you have the ability to? Well, you take that out, and he said, if you're born from above, you have the ability to sorao, see the kingdom with your mind. And being born of water and the Spirit, you have the ability to enter into the kingdom through eisarkomai, the thoughts coming into your mind. And for me, even though we all, what do you say, do it? You know, as human beings, even from the time we're little children, you imagine things that are not yet, and then you act in a manner as for it to come to pass, right? That's how things work. And yet somehow when we roll it over into church, faith becomes extremely ambiguous to us. No, you go to him, you ask him what it is that's on his mind, what is it you require, and then as he shows you, discloses these things to you, it forms faith in you. You can, quote, see it with your mind. And as that faith is in you, you become convinced of it, then just like Jesus talking about his words, the words that I speak are not my own, but my Father does his works, right? The same thing, the same way, his words out of your mouth through his thoughts into your mind, you speak, the Spirit brings the Father's works to pass. That's how we, quote, operate in faith. It is that simple. I didn't say it was easy. I said it's that simple.